My name is Bob Pugh. I do spot news video overnight on a freelance basis in the Washington metropolitan area. I was monitoring the Arlington fire channels on Tuesday, the 11th of September. At about 9:30, I overheard the Arlington County dispatcher indicate that there was an aircraft down on the 14th Street Bridge. I moved to my automobile and started toward the area. After that, they said indeed it was the Pentagon. I covered approximately 4 miles in around 5 minutes. I got to the area probably within 15 minutes after the impact of the aircraft. Parked my car on the northeast side of the Pentagon and began videotaping down the west face of the Pentagon, as close, I believe, as 50 yards from the impact site. I've learned from my associate that you shoot the action first and you attempt to shoot the scene afterwards. But my mind, I was trying to prioritize the overload. I mean, there was action everywhere. There was fire, there were fire trucks, there were helicopters, there were damaged building, there were damaged people, there were evacuations, there were clergy. I mean, I tried to prioritize what I could get, but I started with the gentleman picking up debris, moved on to a triage area, figured those people were going to be moving rapidly, so that was a priority for me. Then I concentrated on the firefighting itself, then the evacuation for the burn patients by air, and the collapse of the building, and then, of course, as we moved back, I just started shooting the overall scene and the helicopter traffic. It's hard for me to imagine that I was there, that I experienced it, that I witnessed a major portion of it, that it's still around, that it's that it may go down through time as a very, very, very significant event. And I feel very privileged, but also very obligated to make sure that if there's anything that I have that's of any use, or if there's anything that's of any value, that I make sure that it's somehow passed on to people that will be able to maintain it, use it as they need, and just put it in context.